Croeso I Hericast. Hello and welcome to our Hericast, our regular roundup of school and community news from BHVC Primary School, with your presenters, Aaron, Richie, Sophie and Nathan.
Coming up this week, we'll be finding out about some of the fantastic projects that have been going on in and around school. And we'll also be taking a look at our attendance for the week.
We'll also be hearing from Crew Cymraeg as they run through the phrase of the week and also the latest news from around Wales.
Finally, we'll be checking out what the weather has in store for us for the weekend ahead.
So, let's get on with the show.
Okay, so apart from all the amazing work that is going on in classes, there has been a lot happening in and around BHVC since our last Hericast.
Firstly, last week pupils from Year 5 and Year 6 took part in the Utilita football tournament at the Geraint Thomas National Velodrome of Wales, organised by Newport County.
Awesome! How did the team get on?
Well, they just played 5 games and they did really well, but unfortunately they missed out on a spot in the next round. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Newport County for organising this fantastic tournament.
Recently, one of our pupil voice groups went to Big Pit, along with some residents of the Arthur Jenkins Care Home, as part of a GLOW event.
GLOW? Why is it called that?
Well, GLOW is a Welsh word for coal.
The session was a part of an intergenerational project where they shared stories and found out what life was like many years ago, especially down the mine.
After a tour of the museum, pupils went underground to find out how coal was produced and experience what conditions were like for workers back then.
Okay, back in school now, and as part of our harvest celebrations, we have been collecting donations from the local food bank and not for food share. So thank you everyone who has sent their items to school.
And to finish Harvest Week off, we enjoyed a special Harvest Festival celebration assembly with Pastor John.
So, any more school news?
Oh yes, we are delighted to announce that BHVC Primary were judged to be overall winners of the 2025 Torvine Waste Warriors competition.
We have won 3 cookery classes for our Eco Council and we'll use these to launch healthier cookery sessions across the school during the summer term.
You may also have seen our school in the Tesco Blue Token Scheme in the Pontypool store. And thank you to everyone who added a token to our container.
We were really lucky to be awarded with a special gold token by a member of the public. And as a result, we have won £5,000 for our school.
This money will pay for some trips and treats for the pupils throughout the year.
Okay, so now it's time to hear from Crew Cymraeg. Over to you guys.
Croeso, Crew Cymraeg Aleria Dwi.
Ac Lilia Dwi. We are going to start the show off with our Welsh phrase of the week. This week we are going to be learning to say Gar I. This means can I have.
Instead of asking friends, family and teachers, can I have, this week try to ask them in Welsh. Your challenge is to see how many different ways there are to ask and answer.
You might want to answer the dinner register with Gar I cynia oia boith, which means can I have hot lunch.
Gar I cynia oia means can I have cold lunch.
Or Gar I brec dinas, can I have sandwiches.
Don't forget to add, please, a skwelekan dda.
You could use Gar I a fyndi ti bach a skwelekan dda. Can I go to the toilet, please? Or try asking your friends for stationery in class. Gar I a pencil?
Crew Cymraeg will come around to classes next week to see what you have been asking your pupils for.
So now it's time to head over to our reporters to find out what's been happening in and around Wales this week.
Chriso, Martha Adewi.
At Bella Adewi.
Somers Howard.
Maheen Brav.
The weather in Blenavon was mainly dry at the start of the week, but we are hoping for sunny skies so we can go out and enjoy Amser Choir.
A huge event in the Welsh calendar kicked off this week, as the Welsh football team were aiming to qualify for the World Cup.
The opening match was a friendly against England, played in London. The score tried dim to England.
The next game we took in Belgium in Cardiff. Despite it being a good game, we lost the match. Pedwar die. Pup luck in the next game, Cymru.
Another important date this week was Shemai Day across Wales. People have been celebrating their love of music, speaking Welsh and reading Welsh.
Don't forget to show us what's been happening in your classes.
Please join us for a prayer. If you would like to make this prayer your own, say Amen at the end. If not, please bow your head in respect.
Doilwyn hi, clygaidyn hi. Hands together and eyes closed. Ein tad, diolch I ti, am yr ysgol, diolch am y thrawen, a ffrindiau, helpa ni I fod a blant da. Amen.
Hwyl fawr.
Diolch yn fawr. Now let's take a look at last week's school attendance.
Every Friday, as a part of our celebration worship, we look at our attendance and schoolhouse figures for the previous week. In foundation phase, doth Basquid in reception were the winners of attendance today, with a score of 98%.
Well done to them, and in Key Stage 2, Coity 2 class in Year 3 had the highest attendance, also with 98% Diane. Our whole school attendance for the week was 92%.
Moving on to house points, we have Glass on 331 points, Coch on 347 points, Gwerd with 382 points, but the winners were Melin with 415 points, so a very well done to them.
To finish off, the Waste Warrior winners were Dosbath Porfor in Year 1 for fantastic recycling. Diane Paub.
Now let's take a look at the weather forecast for the weekend.
So on Friday afternoon, earlier clouds will break up, allowing sunny spells to come through, but it will turn cloudy again in the evening.
On Saturday, it will continue to be settled with some cloud and occasional sunny spells, and it will remain mostly dry throughout the day. However, there may be some rain later in the evening.
Sunday is expected to be unsettled and windy, with rain moving in from the west, which will be heavy at times.
Looking ahead to next week, Monday looks to stay breezy, with mostly cloudy skies and showers, with top temperatures around 11 degrees. That's the weather.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed listening to the Hairy Cast here at BHVC Primary. We'll be back with another episode soon. Thanks for listening.